Hey, it's Leo for Actualized.org, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to deal with confusion. So you're on this path of self-actualization, and as you're on this path, you're learning a lot of stuff, and you're changing your life around. And you're exploring different domains of life, and basically what you're encountering over and over again is this problem of confusion. And it can manifest in many different ways. For example, I see people talking about these sorts of things all the time when they give me feedback. It's like, Leo, I'm confused. Should I be pursuing my life purpose, which you always talk about, or enlightenment? Or, Leo, I'm confused. Should I go to college? Get my degree, or should I start my business instead? Or like, Leo, I'm confused. Should I be breaking up with my girlfriend after some of the stuff you told me in one of your episodes? Or it's like, Leo, I'm confused. What is awareness? You keep talking about awareness and consciousness, but what is this? I don't understand what this is. Or it's like, Leo, I'm confused. What is God? Sometimes you keep alluding to God as though there's something to experience there, but I don't know what this is. You keep talking about it, but it makes no sense. Or maybe, Leo, I'm confused. You sometimes talk about me not having free will. If I don't have free will, then how can I self-actualize? And what's the point of all this content that you're releasing? Or it's like, Leo, I'm confused. You talk about meditation, but which meditation habit or method should I use? Because there's a lot of meditation methods. Which one is the right one? You talk about the do-nothing technique and the mindfulness technique and some other technique. Which one should I use? It's all very confusing to me. Or maybe, Leo, I'm confused. In this episode over here, you said X. And then I read this other book over here, which said Y. And then I was listening to some other teacher over there. He said Z. How do I reconcile all that stuff? I'm confused. And my response to all that is good. Good. You have now discovered the bulk of our work here. Of course you're confused. Of course, because you don't understand. Understanding is something that needs to be created. You see, the default position when you're born is ignorance, which means no understanding. You start off with life with zero understanding, and then you build it up. That's a process. And self-actualization, yes, you're putting a lot of habits into place in your life. Yes, you're working on your relationships, and maybe you're earning some money, and you're doing some of this kind of stuff, and you're working both externally and internally, but first and foremost, what you're doing is you're developing understanding. Because you can't do outer work or inner work until you, first of all, have at least a sense of direction and understanding about what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. You see? Which is basically what all my content is about. It's about teaching you the understanding you need so that then you can properly guide yourself, coach yourself to the kind of high consciousness life that you want. See, it all begins with understanding, but you can't take that for granted. Understanding is a challenge. It's a challenge. And the bulk of our work here together is reconciling a bunch of stuff. I throw new concepts at you, new techniques, new ideas, stuff that is in conflict with what you're already doing, with what you know to be true, with what you've experienced in the past, with what you believe, what your parents believe, what your culture is telling you, all this sort of stuff. And it's not just me. Anybody who's trying to help you raise your consciousness will be doing something similar. So, yeah, that's what's happening here. This is a learning process, right? But see, what most people do is that as soon as they get started with the learning process, they're starting to increase their understanding. But then they encounter what? They encounter confusion, uncertainty. Uncertainty leads to confusion. And that feeling of uncertainty or confusion then leads most people astray to fall back down and to quit the learning process and to really not give the learning process their all because they're afraid of confusion. They run away from it, you see. So what your job is, first and foremost, if you want to really create an amazing life, is to get comfortable with navigating confusion. This is something you gotta accept as your primary labor in life, is reconciling stuff. And sometimes it takes a while to reconcile something. And reconciliation, this can be an emotionally laborious process. It can also be a lengthy process. Really, I encourage you to reframe it as a lifelong process. This is something you're doing from the moment you're born to the moment you're dead. You're going to be dead, right? Throughout all that time, you're going to be doing a bunch of reconciliation. And in the meantime, get comfortable with confusion. So let's get a little better handle on what confusion is and why it happens. Basically, your mind loves certainty and order. That's like the thing that it's after. When you have a mind which is certain about everything, then that's a mind that can be at peace. You can just kind of like relax, let go, chill, and enjoy yourself. And that's what your mind is always kind of striving towards. Except this can become dysfunctional. Like anything that you cling to. So what happens for most people is that confusion arises. And what that is any time that the mind is basically uncertain about something or is trying to reconcile two or more opposing intellectual forces, right? And most people are not able to emotionally tolerate uncertainty. And what that leads to is that leads to a sort of knee-jerk impulse which seeks to immediately resolve the uncertainty and to move from a state of uncertainty to a state of certainty. Because it seems like, well, when I'm uncertain, I'm not really comfortable. I feel kind of agitated. I don't feel at ease. Right. Because your mind has been sort of programmed by school and by culture for decades now to always have all the answers and for everything to be crystal clear. I mean, that's an illusion of clarity. Don't get me wrong, clarity is a good thing. But the trick here is that there's real clarity and then there's this sort of illusory sense of clarity. The problem is that when you have this knee-jerk reaction to resolve every single piece of uncertainty immediately, what that leads to is a sort of mechanical behavior. Mechanical behaviors are the opposite of conscious behaviors. It's a reaction. And this reaction actually makes you rigid because basically what your mind does is says, I'm not comfortable with this uncertainty. I'm confused. Let me force a fit. Let me take this square peg and just ram it into this round hole and get it to fit by force. And as soon as it starts to fit, that's it. I can say, look, I'm certain now, I'm comfortable, and now I can be back at ease. But this leads to a false sense of clarity, and it really holds you back in your personal growth. One hallmark of self-actualized individuals is that they are unfazed by uncertainty, mystery, and paradox. And a lot of ordinary people are very easily fazed by uncertainty, mystery, and paradox. I have a whole episode called The Paradoxes of Personal Development. I encourage you to go rewatch that one if you haven't already, because it dovetails really nicely with what I'm talking about here. So what do we do about this? Well, we need to develop emotional tolerance within you for confusion. And this is a very counterintuitive move, especially if you pride yourself as being an intellectual sort of person the way that I do, and you see intellectualism as like a strength of yours. It can be very difficult to let go of this need to know. The one takeaway, if you take away anything from this episode, should be this. Here's the key insight for today. Is rather than running away from confusion, learn to embrace it. Train yourself to identify and embrace confusion. How do you do that? Here's a simple five-step process, all right? So step number one is just awareness. Notice that you actually are confused when you are confused. And this is not as simple as it sounds. I mean, it's simple, but it can be a little tricky because it requires awareness. And a lot of people don't have this awareness, so you need to develop it. How do you do that? Well, by starting to feel into your body. Any kind of mindfulness meditation practice is good, but you got to really feel for that confusion in your body and find it. Where is it? Is it in your head? Is it in your chest? Is it maybe in your arms, in your hands? How does it manifest? So start to notice that. Become very familiar with that feeling so that then we can move on to step number two. Step number two is labeling the confusion. So you feel it, like you might feel it in your head, right? And then you say, oh, that's confusion. And then you label it and you say, okay, that right there is confusion. I'm confused right now. That's step number two. Now, that might seem very simple and obvious, but you'd be surprised that when you are confused, I would bet that 90% of the time when you're confused, you don't actually recognize that you're confused. Instead, what you do is you just mechanically act to minimize the confusion, and that right there is what we're trying to avoid. That's the counterintuitive move. Then we go on to step number three, which is basically facing it. And the way you can do this is with the following question. Ask yourself, what's really going on here? So I'm feeling confusion. I have identified and labeled it as confusion. What is it really? Why am I feeling this way? And the answer you'll probably come up with, if you're self-honest, is something like, well, what this means is that I don't really know. I haven't resolved this yet. So what might that mean? Let's bring in some examples. So maybe you're trying to decide, for example, if you should get married or not. And you're confused about that. Should I get married? Or maybe not. And here what you're doing in step three is you're just asking yourself, okay, what's going on? Oh, I'm confused. Why? Because I don't know if I should or shouldn't get married. I'm not certain about it. And that's something that usually we don't like to admit to ourselves. Even though it's clear that we are confused when we are, right? But we just don't take that extra step of admitting it. And that's more important than it might initially seem. Or maybe you're trying to decide, like, should I go back to school? Or should I just go start a business without any education, without my degree? What should I do? And you're confused about that. And normally what you want is you want a resolution. You're like, well, I should decide right now. I should have an answer. And you're not honest with yourself about the actual situation. And the actual situation is that you're confused, which means that you don't really know. It's a mystery. Hasn't been resolved yet. You don't understand. Okay. So that's step three. Then you go on to step four, which is allowing it. And the way you can do that is with the following question. Just ask yourself, can I allow myself to be confused? And you can answer yes or no to that question. The idea is not to force a yes answer, but simply to make you aware of the fact that you're maybe resisting the confusion and maybe to open up the possibility that you could stop resisting it. And then go on to step number five, which is to actually enter a state of not knowing. And the way you can do that is by asking the following question. Can I let go of my need to know? This is the key right here. This is kind of like the crux of the psychological heavy lifting that we're doing with this topic of confusion, is we're basically surrendering our need to know, which we have been conditioned with for decades by our culture and by all the habits that we learned from school and so forth, right? We're always told that we need the answers, we need to be certain, we need to be decisive and so forth. But that often ends up being ingenuine when, in fact, you don't know something, when you haven't reconciled it yet. So let's just apply this process. That's the five-step process here for embracing confusion. Now let's apply it, for example, if you're doing enlightenment work. Let's say you're sitting there on your couch and you're trying to get your head around this enlightenment thing, right? And you've been working on it now for weeks or maybe for months, and you're sitting there, you're trying to understand, what is this enlightenment? And maybe you're asking yourself the question, what am I or who am I? And so you're kind of doing this process of self-inquiry. Maybe you're sort of deconstructing the ego. So it's like, what am I? What am I? I don't know what I am. And so you're kind of like looking everywhere in your awareness for what you are. And you keep slipping and slipping and slipping, and it's just like nothing is clicking. And you're getting frustrated now and confused by this process. Now, normally what would happen if you're doing this is that you would be unconscious to the confusion, and you would tend to just kind of discount it and ignore it. I mean, in the back of your mind, you do know you're confused, but consciously you don't really acknowledge it. So here what I'm proposing is, rather than just pushing through it and just saying, oh, screw that, let me just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. If you apply this process of embracing confusion, then you would stop for a second. You would say, wait a minute, what's happening here? On the meta level, what's happening? Oh, I'm experiencing confusion. Why? Oh, it's because I don't really know what I am. I don't know what enlightenment really is. Oh, okay. Can I allow myself to just be confused without needing a resolution right now to it? Oh, yeah, okay, that sort of frees me up. And then you can ask yourself, can I let go of my need to know? And then that frees you up even more. And what I would suggest is that that is a better strategy for doing enlightenment work than the other way, where you're just trying to like ram your way through and to get the answer. Because enlightenment is this sort of counterintuitive thing where the more you push for the answer, a lot of times you don't get it. That's the thing that actually gets in your way. So that's just one example with enlightenment. Now, this topic of confusion doesn't just pertain to these advanced spiritual pursuits. It also pertains, like I already alluded to very practical things in your life, like which direction to take your business in, what kind of diet you should eat, you know, if you're confused about that, or, you know, should you go back to school, or should you start a business, or should you go with this life purpose here or that life purpose there, right? So these are very practical choices you face. And usually what happens is that you're confused by them, but then this actually paralyzes you. Now, let me stop here and address a couple of objections that I'm anticipating. So one objection might be, okay, Leo, so I understand this, but basically you're telling me to accept confusion, and won't that make me stupid or ignorant? Because I pride myself on having an accurate model of reality. Truth is a high value for me. And I'm rather intellectual, so I don't want to just resign myself to not knowing stuff, because then I'm just going to be ignorant like everybody else. No, what I'm suggesting here will not lead to that at all. What leads to ignorance is actually what you're currently doing. It's ignoring the fact that you don't know stuff. It's having a false sense of certainty. That's what really ignorance is. Ignorance cannot survive if you are in this open state of not knowing. This is a very rare thing. Ignorant people can't do this, you see. Ignorant people think they know everything. So it's just the opposite of what you might think. This is why this is such a counterintuitive move, like I said. Actually, what will happen if you embrace confusion, you will become more robust and grounded intellectually. And this will put you into the best position possible for a revelation. Now, this is critical to understand. We like to think that, especially if we're very intellectual people, we like to tell ourselves that, you know, we push and push and push and we get the answers. It's like, I come up with the answers. I come up with the knowledge and the understanding. But that's not really true. All the deepest insights and knowledge comes through revelation, not from your pushing for it, not from having this neurotic need to know. Curiosity, don't get me wrong, curiosity is a great thing. If you have curiosity and you're intellectually curious about a lot of stuff, that's great. But that's different from pushing and pushing and pushing and needing to know in a clingy sort of way. What you really want, if you want to grow, is you want to put yourself in a position where you are honest about the stuff you don't know. You acknowledge all the uncertainty and mystery of life, and you let reconciliation happen organically. Okay? That means, for example, if you have a life purpose, and you're trying to decide between life purpose A and life purpose B, and you're not sure which one to go with, you might try to ram that through and try to force it, right? That would be like you trying to get an answer from your ego as far as what your life purpose ought to be, A or B. A better position is to actually acknowledge that you don't know and open yourself up and let the reconciliation happen organically. Let it unfold. And then what'll happen is that you will get a more authentic and deeper answer, you might say, from your higher self or from the divine source or from nothing. I mean, there's different labels we could use from where the answers come from. That's not so important, right? The best answers don't come from you. Hopefully you're starting to notice that. Like if you're a creative person, the most creative ideas, they don't come from your ego. They come from something beyond you. Okay. So when you open yourself up to revelation, this means a couple of things. First of all, this means you're going to require more patience because it's going to take longer. You're not necessarily going to get an answer immediately. Might take months, might take years. And you have to be patient there. And also what this means is that you're going to have a high tolerance for uncertainty and confusion, because that confusion doesn't quite feel comfortable. You feel a bit uneasy. So imagine being uneasy for a couple of years about life purpose A or life purpose B, but still moving forward. You see, still moving forward, not being paralyzed by the confusion the way that people normally would. Sometimes people will just write me an email or post a message on the forum or something saying, Leo, should I go with A or B? And what that tells me is that they're committing this mistake of not being open to the revelation because they want me to make the choice for them, which would be a mistake. But the upside of doing this, even though it takes longer and requires more patience from you, requires more emotional maturity from you, but what will happen is that the insights that you do get will come from nature rather than ego. And the insights that come from nature are much more profound and truer than those that come from your ego. A lot of insights that come from the ego are these shallow, low consciousness, self-serving insights, which tend to make you chase after things that really won't fulfill you in life. So you get that, right? Now, another objection someone might have here, listening to all this, is, well, Leo, isn't it better for me to be adamant and to demand the answer? Because if I push for the answer, I'll just get the answer. And won't that be better than just being kind of open and uncertain about everything? It seems that way. It seems that way, but that's not true. That's an illusion, right? That's your neurosis talking. Because, see, you really haven't resolved yet and surrendered to mystery, to uncertainty, to your need to know. You got to drop your need to know. Because I'm telling you that the answers that your ego comes up with when you're forcing that fit and you're being very adamant are usually low-quality answers. There's high-quality answers out there. And so what you got to become aware of is that this constant need to get the right answer and to not tolerate the confusion, that that's actually a mechanism that's become unconscious and it's backfiring and it's holding you back. How is it holding you back? There's a myriad of ways. So firstly, it's making you emotionally ungrounded. You actually become reactive. You're off your center. You're not solid and stable when you need to know. It's kind of like you have a thirst or an itch that can't be quenched or scratched. Also, I've talked in the past about your web of beliefs. So one of the ways that this backfires is that because you don't embrace confusion, you get sucked in deeper and deeper into your web of beliefs, and your web of beliefs solidifies and it becomes very rigid, which then makes you defensive, fearful, clingy, and ideological. Have you seen ideological people on TV, or maybe some of your friends are? It's not a pretty picture to see a couple of ideological people bickering with each other, right? These are two people who have very solid webs of beliefs, and all they want to do is just kind of fight and clash with each other, because really, they're intellectually stunted, because they're not willing to deal with uncertainty and with confusion, right? They're afraid of it, and you can tell that they're afraid of it. You can see it in their tone of voice, in how they breathe, how they hold their body, the things they say, the way they rationalize their position, and so forth. You don't want to be one of those people, right? So that's one huge drawback here. Another drawback is that the mystery of reality is artificially suppressed when you're not able to embrace confusion. And reality is a very mysterious thing. You know, we have this bad habit nowadays in the 21st century of thinking that, oh, science has mastered reality and everything is known and, you know, all the textbooks are basically correct and physics has figured everything out. That's not true at all. That's a false sense of certainty. If we were more honest and more tolerant of confusion, then we would admit a lot more of reality is mysterious than we normally claim. And that would leave us open to exploring new possibilities, exploring new states of consciousness, researching new things that otherwise we would never research. That's very important. Also, another drawback here is that you become too logical when you always need answers. And you don't really create room for your intuition to function. And your intuition, I have a whole episode I recently shot about intuition. Go check that one out, which talks about how intuition is much more powerful. And really a necessary tool if you want to develop a high quality life. Intuition is much more powerful a tool than your logical reasoning mind. Another problem is that by not embracing confusion is that you close yourself off to the most profound insights that are possible in life. The deepest insights need you to tolerate a lot of confusion for a very long period of time. And many people are not willing to do that, and so they don't get the most profound insights. Also, you're not really able to explore topics deeply if you can't tolerate confusion. This is what I call research. A lot of what I do these days is just research. I research topics very wide and very deep. So I'll research stuff from, enlightenment to business to dating advice to psychology to emotions to happiness to psychedelics to weird meditative technologies, other sorts of stuff, paranormal stuff. Like, I'll research so much stuff. And the only way I can do that is because I have a pretty high tolerance for uncertainty and for confusion. I'm researching all this stuff and I'm confused by it all because, you know, we're talking about putting together a really large jigsaw puzzle with a lot of pieces. And a lot of them, I'm not really sure how to fit each piece together to get the big, you know, ultimate bird's eye view of the whole thing. That can take years to do that. And that's what's happening with you if you're watching all my content or if you're a self-help junkie and you're reading a lot of self-help material. That's what's happening with you. You've got all these sort of little pockets of information from this field, from that field. You're not quite sure how it fits together. And it's all in your mind. And it's kind of confusing. And you're not sure, like, well, how do I take action on all this stuff? It's just overwhelming me and I don't even know what to do. I'm just like watching videos and nothing is changing in my life. And then what that does is that confuses you. And then you're paralyzed by it, and you basically quit, or you stop, or you say, oh, to hell with this, this stuff doesn't work, right? And that means you're not really following through and doing really high-quality research the way you're supposed to, the way I want you to. You're also not able to push past difficult decisions. Sometimes, like I said already with the life purpose example, you might have a decision of, like, life purpose A or life purpose B, and you can't decide. And so then you say, oh, well, this whole life purpose stuff doesn't really work, and you quit. Whereas what you would really need to do is, if you were comfortable and you embraced confusion, is you would say, you know what? I don't know if it's A or B, but I'm still going to move forward. Somehow I'm just going to push forward past this and trust that eventually some reconciliation will happen. And I'm okay if that takes a few years for that to happen. I'm still moving forward. See? People who can't tolerate confusion quit very easily. They also get stuck very easily, right? They might get stuck on some choice for a long time and then not take the action that's necessary. And another big drawback here is that you're not going to be able to do quality meditation or enlightenment work if you can't tolerate confusion or uncertainty. That's one of the biggest things that holds people back from successfully doing enlightenment work. In fact, I'll give you an example of how this panned out for me. Recently, I was at a meditation retreat this year, earlier this year, and there I was meditating for over a week straight, doing a lot of meditation, doing pretty good. And then towards the end of that retreat, I was consulting with the Zen master who was leading the retreat. And somehow the topic came on to this issue of my need to know. Like, one of the things he suggested to me is like, you know what, just let go of your need to know. And I told him, no, I don't want to, because that's like my greatest strength is this need to know. I'm this intellectual person. This is one of my greatest strengths. This is what I'm contributing to the world as part of my life purpose. And he said a very important thing that really kind of it inspired me to shoot this topic, because it was such an important point. He said, no, you got to let go of your need to know. And I said, yeah, I know. I know that I'm supposed to let go of my need to know. And he said, no, listen to me. This will really fuck you up in your life. That's what he said. Those were exact words. This will fuck you up in your life if you don't listen to me right now. And so when he said that, I'm like, oh, okay, let me pay this a little more attention. And he said, this will fuck you up in your life if you keep insisting on the need to know. And so that got me to reevaluate, because when a Zen master, you know, when a Zen master tells you something like that, then you really start to reevaluate your thinking on something like this. And so I started to reevaluate, and I realized, like, oh yeah, you know, I've been sitting here for almost a whole week meditating and doing self-inquiry and working towards enlightenment. And I was really kind of like trying to get the answer, right? I really wanted to know. I was being neurotic about it. And really, the right move, the emotionally difficult thing to do in the situation, was not to push for the answer, but actually to surrender and to let go of my need to know. To admit to myself that, you know what, I'm just confused right now. I'm confused about what I am, about who I am. I'm confused, which means I don't know, which means I'm uncertain. And to actually accept that, to embrace that, and to surrender myself to the possibility that I might never know. And that was difficult for me to do, very difficult for me to do, because I've prided myself my entire life, especially through college and through high school. You know, it was easy for me to get the right answer all the time. And so I pride myself in being able to do that. But with something as nuanced and as you know, tricky as enlightenment work, that doesn't work so well. And so there I just had to recognize that, oh yeah, I'm running away from confusion. I'm not really facing it. I keep looking for little tricks and techniques for how I can avoid being confused. I keep trying to ask the master for the answers. And I notice a lot of people doing that who watch my content is like, Leo, just give me the answer. What's the right answer? And in a sense, I'm doing a disservice to you, because I feel like I spoon feed you a lot and I give you a lot of the answers. But one thing you notice about, for example, really experienced Zen masters or non-duality teachers or mystics is that a lot of times they just don't want to give you the answer. They're very adamant about not giving you the answer. And they actually try to force you to be confused. The whole Zen tradition of koan practice, where they give you this little riddle that you have to sit there for maybe a couple of years working on this one little riddle, like what's the sound of one hand clapping, that sort of thing, right? That's a little koan. So they'll give that to you, and you're sitting there, and you're confused by it, and you wonder, like, why confuse myself with this stupid riddle for years? Well, because they want you to surrender to it and to get comfortable with it, right? That's why they don't spoon-feed you ready-made answers. So I felt that that's something that's important for me to communicate to you, because I know how, since I do spoon-feed a lot of answers, that it's very easy for you to fall into that trap. Right. And as soon as you don't have the answer, you're confused, you get stuck, and you get lost. Right. So now you know what to do. Just embrace it, surrender to it, and take it on. That's your work here. This is the bulk of the work. I want you to open yourself up to this process of learning and discovery. This is a lifelong process. You're not just doing this until the point where you get enlightened. Then you can say, oh, yeah, that's it. I'm done. The learning process, the discovery process is over. No, it's never over. There's always more stuff to learn. You can never rest on your laurels. That's the bottom line. So open yourself up to the confusion. Become aware of that confusion. And actually, I want you to do this. Try to do this week. I want you to find at least one or two examples in the moment of where you're confused and you're trying to run away from it. And then instead to do the counterintuitive thing and to face it. Maybe for the first time in your life. All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Please click the like button for me right now. Post your comments down below. Share this episode with a friend. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. This is my website and the free newsletter. Sign up to the newsletter because I want to release more content in the future. Every single week, I try to release more content that helps you to self-actualize and to increase your consciousness. And there's a lot of powerful stuff that I want to share with you in the future. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of research these days in fields that I didn't even know existed just a year or two ago. And some of the stuff that I'm discovering, techniques and methods and technologies that are just incredibly powerful and effective. I've already got a pretty good handle on the whole self-actualization field and how it works and personal development. So I can teach that pretty easily. But what I'm really interested in these days is finding like the super, super effective techniques. And I've been finding more and more of those lately. Like I've been sharing 5-MeO with you and other stuff. I have other powerful techniques that I'm going to share with you in the future. So I want you to stay tuned for those because this stuff is like life changing. You don't have to wait years to transform your life. You can do it in weeks, sometimes in just a couple of hours. So I'm really excited to share some of that stuff with you. And of course, just more concepts and more theory, because what I ultimately want you to have, what's the most important thing to me, even more important than you becoming enlightened or whatever, is I want you to have a big picture understanding of life and how reality works and how you work and how you fit into that. To me, that's what life is all about, is getting that understanding. It's quite amazing. So I hope you're with me on that. Sign up, stay tuned, and I'll see you soon with more.